4. You look clean. Richie's first day at the Exoneration Foundation, Lourdes Hinojosa started Richie out on the mail. Thanks to being down a person, they were behind a good 2 weeks, and an intimidating stack of letters had piled up inside a large box that was tucked under a desk and doing an awfully good impression of a waste bin. Hinojosa told him what he already knew. The Foundation had strict guidelines for taking on cases, and the vast majority of the submissions it received didn't meet the criteria, much less follow the submission guidelines. Defendants, or their representatives, were supposed to submit a brief, factual summary of the case, along with a list of evidence used against the defendant. No other documents should be submitted for initial review, the Foundation's website stated. It also made clear that it only accepted cases on post-conviction appeal, in which DNA evidence could prove innocence. No email inquiries, no telephone calls. Other agencies could provide broader legal support. See links below. Thank you very much. Brief and factual seemed to be the most challenging concepts for prisoners. Richie had read Nathaniel West's Miss Lonely Hearts in college, and too many of the letters in the pile were veritable tales of woe that had nothing to do with innocence, but instead expressed a more profound form of victimization that was often accompanied by a rant, sometimes a rather eloquent one, against broader societal injustices and inequities. Beyond help, or even sympathy, what they seemed to crave was credit for their pitiable histories. What can I get for this, was the con's mentality. What are you going to gimme? It had to be worth something. It had to have some trade-in value. Hinojosa told Richie that sifting through the correspondence pile was like panning for gold in a stream that had been panned out years ago. You got a little dust.